This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, January 17. The Good Shepherd. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 6. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Sometimes it can be hard to know what we really need. On a windy beach, as a man tries to start his campfire, he may think he just needs more matches. But what he really needs is someone to help block the wind. The crowd that followed Jesus was full of people who wanted healing and people who were thrilled and amazed to see his miracles. But Jesus saw that they really needed to be taught many things. Jesus' disciples, his closest followers, wanted to know how they could find food for the crowd. But Jesus saw that they really needed to understand that he was the good shepherd who provides. The disciples were distressed over how to feed the crowd, but they might have noticed that Jesus, like a good shepherd, had compassion because the huge crowd was like sheep without a shepherd. So in that quiet, remote place, he had them all sit down on the green grass in order to be restored. If you read Psalm 23, you will see a picture like this one, with Jesus taking care of all those people like a shepherd tending his flock. And even if the disciples didn't fully see what he was doing at the time, that's what he did. Thank the Lord that he looks after us as the shepherd who knows what his sheep really need. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, help me to know what I really need. Thank you for always caring for me. Help me to rest in you and not stress out. Help me to trust that all things are already in your hands. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.